Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, April 14th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 50 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian forces are continuing systematic missile and bomb attacks on both military and civilian facilities in eastern Ukraine as Russia continues strengthening aviation groups on the Ukrainian border. Russian forces have advanced in the strategic port city of Mariupol, and analysts expect the Russians to launch an offensive in the Donbas region in the coming week. Ukrainian forces claimed earlier this morning that they had successfully destroyed a column of Russian troops by blowing up a bridge in Izyum. The Ukrainians also reported causing serious damage to the Russian warship Moskva, claims the Kremlin has denied. Polish President Andrzej Duda joined the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia yesterday for a meeting in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During the visit to Ukraine, President Duda and the presidents of the Baltic states visited the towns of Bucha, Borodyanka, and Irpin near Kyiv, where mass crimes by Russian troops against Ukrainian civilians took place. In comments made this morning, Duda called the experience one of those visits that I will remember for the rest of my life, especially the impression made by Borodyanka, destroyed by Russian planes and rockets. During his speech, Duda praised Zelensky for his heroism, toughness in defending his country and his associates, all Ukrainian soldiers who fight and give their lives on a daily basis in defense of their country and homeland, heroically and without a single step back. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on international allies yesterday to provide additional heavy weaponry necessary for Ukrainian forces to stop Russia. In a post on Twitter, he warned that without additional weapons, this war will turn into an endless bloodbath that will spread misery, suffering, and destruction. Mariupol, Bucha, Kramatorsk, the list goes on. No one will stop Russia except Ukraine with heavy weapons. In response, U.S. President Joe Biden announced the approval of a new $800 million military aid package for Ukraine, including what he called the highly effective weapon systems the U.S. has already provided, as well as new capabilities tailored to the broader Russian attack we expect to see in eastern Ukraine. The list includes many of Zelensky's requested items, including heavy artillery, tanks and armored vehicles, air defense systems, and combat aircraft. Ryanair recently announced it would be offering nearly 130 flights a week from Gdańsk in the upcoming summer season, 50 more flights than it offered before the pandemic in 2019. As of this summer, travelers will also be able to fly to Paris, Stockholm, Valencia, Venice, Vilnius, and Lublin. According to the Ryanair press office, the company will also permanently base 5 planes at the airport in Gdańsk, which will directly translate into an additional 150 high-paying jobs for pilots, engineers, and cabin crew, as well as 1,500 indirect jobs in Gdańsk. Orchestras in Poland, including Filharmonia Bałtycka and the Polish Chamber Philharmonic in Sopot, recently released a YouTube video in support of Ukraine and its cultural heritage. In a gesture of solidarity with the fighting Ukrainian nation, 28 Polish orchestras recorded Ukrainian composer Mirosław Skurek's melody during concerts at the turn of March and April this year. Fragments of each performance were then gathered together into a composite video available to watch on YouTube. The song is already familiar to many listeners, as it was used as the soundtrack to a video Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has used in several public addresses, including his speech to the U.S. Congress last month. For a link to the video, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl. And as a reminder, Lechia Gdansk will host the Ukrainian football team Shakhtar from Donetsk tonight in a charity football match in Gdansk. The match will kick off at 7:30 p.m. at Polsat Plus Arena. All proceeds from the match will be donated to efforts to support Ukraine and Ukrainian refugees.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy with a chance for rain showers later in the day and winds coming in from the west. Temperatures will be warmer than yesterday, with a high around 18 degrees centigrade or 64 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow will be much colder, with a good chance for rain in the early morning. While sunny skies will return over the holiday weekend, temperatures will remain on the cool side into next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.